Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, we're coming to you from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios in New York City. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS, brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. Massive playoff action every night, and PharrellandTheBench.com is your source for winners. Again, tonight, I gave you Bruins. I'm giving you Vegas. Both of these are going to hit, and in fact, my NBA is going to be even more dynamic. In terms of the action tonight, I've already hit Toronto, laid the points. Philly, laid the points. Denver winning 108-90. And I have the Blazers going in this game. They're barely up, though. Now they're losing 69-68. So it's a really good game at the Moda. And, you know, this guy Lillard is just going off. I could be wrong. He's got 37 in the game. He already hit like a 40-footer right out of the gates in the third. I mean, just stepped up from downtown. I mean, like, downtown he shot this thing all net.
Yeah, I love the way he's playing in this series after what happened last year. Nice job by him.
And Pacioretty with a huge wrister, the wicked wrister on a two-on-one pass. And he got it, and he just set up shop on a dragger wrister and just cranked it through the five hole of Jones. Here's why San Jose's losing this game. Because Martin Jones sucks. I hate to tell you, he can't win a big game if they the other team didn't show up. I mean, remember last night they were talking about his, the game in Vegas that he won, and now he made like 50 saves.
That's the only good game he played in the whole series.
But he's the greatest goalie on earth, but not when it matters, right? That game, you know what that was, the Vegas was at home. It could have clinched, and they lost because Jones had a big game. But when they really need him in a game seven, game six, they had to have him game six. But tonight is so much more important than the had-to-have-it night, right? Is it not bigger than that? So this game's on another level than the had-to-have-it game, is it not? And what did he do tonight? The two goals he gave up right now are soft, both of them, aren't they? I mean, that the third one was totally soft.
Yeah, this one is, you could shut the door here. The Sharks actually hit the post right before.
And it was
Vegas
right behind Fleury.
Yep.
It was right
Vegas,
behind him.
And then Vegas goes down and makes it 3-0.
They stuff it in. It's 2-1. And they didn't. It was right behind Fleury's legs. It was literally between Fleury and the goal line. And he didn't even see it. And they couldn't stuff it in. They missed their chance. So there you go. And so now, as you know, Vegas is going to go on and play Colorado because this game's over.
Yes.
It's going to take an absolute miracle from God for them to win this game now, to score three goals.
They're not getting
it. Let me ask you, is it pouring down rain outside or something? Because I'm losing the TV again. Here we go.
Yeah, I just saw it flicker in.
Do you see it just going out right now? I always know what the weather is in New York City when I see my TVs go out. Because, you know, all these skyscrapers and everything, you know, it's bad enough with that block and the link and the satellite link, whatever you want to call it. And then now the signal's, you know, getting jammed. And then now, whenever it rains, you already know the story in here. Rain, snow, sleet, forget it. We don't watch anything. There you go.
Thunder. Yeah, according to the radar, looks like you got a little something passing through right now.
Oh, we got a little system. That was the one that got behind him that they couldn't hit. That was the goal that they blew right there. And then here's the wicked wrister. He bounced it between the five hole, right between his legs. That's how bad, you know, honestly, I hate to say it. It's so true, though. How does he not make that save? The guy's 30 feet out, and he sends a wrister at him, and he lets it go between his legs?
Yeah, that's one you got to stop.
And he never does in a big game. That's the problem with the Sharks. They got an average goalie.
He won't be the Sharks goalie next year.
Oh, gee, you think?
There's a couple times through with him, and it just hasn't worked.
The guy can't get it done. They have all these great players, and they just can't get it done. I thought all season they'd be the team out of the West, but I've never thought they'd win this series as it's gone on, right? From day one, from game one of this series, you know. And they won game one, didn't they? San Jose won game one. I still thought Vegas would win the series. And I took them tonight in game seven.
San Jose kicked their ass in game one.
Right, they killed them. And it didn't matter. Right? Because
the Knights kicked their ass three games in a row.
Right. Oh, and there's Stone. He almost scored on a wrister. What I tell you, if Pacioretty or Stone score in these games, they never lose. If Vegas gets their top two guys going, they don't lose. That's just all there is to it. So you saw this deal today that this guy got, Frank Clark. What did you think of that deal? So they get Clark, right? The Chiefs struck a long-term deal with Clark as part of the move. They gave him 5 years and $105 million with $63.5 million guaranteed that eclipses the bar set by DeMarcus Lawrence earlier in the offseason.
I got to tell you, I was a little confused by it. I'll tell you why. Wasn't all we heard about the Chiefs from since all the offseason stuff has started was that they didn't have the money to pay all these defensive players? Like, isn't that why they sent D4?
They got rid of Houston.
They got rid of D4 to send him to San Francisco, D4. Right? Houston gone. They couldn't pay everybody. And then they go and trade for this guy.
Well, maybe they got rid of those guys so that they could go get this guy.
Well, you know what else happened. They thought they were going to be giving Tyreek Hill a ton of cash.
Right.
And now that's not happening.
Now he's, like, got child welfare problems.
So that also probably factored into it.
Not good to have the, what do they call them? The when they start coming, what do they do call them in Jersey?
Domestic abuse allegations?
Yeah, but what is that company? They come knocking on your door.
Dyfus.
You're screwed when Dyfus comes to the front door.
Weren't we also hearing after Wilson got his deal last week that even though the numbers was huge, it was actually friendly to the Seahawks. So they go sign guys like Clark and then they go trade him away?
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, what do you think of that team now? They get rid of Clark, right? I mean, do you think they're getting a little thin?
That's what happens with these teams. That's when you have these teams that are loaded, like guys like the Rams.
Long as Ciara's happy.
Like, when you have those teams, they have so much talent because their quarterback is not getting paid yet. You know, it's very rare. Like, the Patriots do with a lot of spare parts, too. But it's rare when you have a quarterback like Tom Brady not making so much money that you can't provide for anybody else. And that's what's happening in Seattle. That started happening as those guys started getting older on the defense. When Wilson wasn't getting paid much because he was still – you know, on the rookie deal, these guys are making a whole bunch of money on the defensive end. You got the Legion of Boom. And then as they start getting older and he starts getting better, little by little, they started getting rid of him.
Yeah, no doubt about it. By the way, Marc-Andre Fleury just made a huge save on a slap shot from the mid-slot.
He's awesome.
And he just stoned him. He just made another huge save on it. I think that was from Jumbo, right, out at the point. I mean, they are literally firing shots at this guy now left and right. At that might have been Burns. I don't know who shot it, but all I know is he's just eating everything up. He's on the verge of, you know, I don't know if he's going to be able to shut him out. Do you think he'll be able to shut him out in the last 10 minutes? Because he seems like he's just eating it up.
I think that would be the nice cherry on top.
This will be 4-0 in game sevens. Some guy from the Sharks just got, like, crippled. He got picked up and body slammed on the ice. He's not moving at all, by the way. Now he's moving. That guy looks concussed. Now fights are breaking out. Marsh Deschaux just got hit in the head. This guy's really hurt on the ice for the Sharks.
Burns is waving the medical staff on.
They're waving him out. This guy's really hurt. I don't know what that might be. Pavelski on the ice all hurt. They're holding him up. They're like, he's bleeding or something. It's bad. I don't know what's going on here. You see how they're all circling around him?
Right, they're skating the doctors out.
Yeah, I don't know what happened, but there's fights breaking out
all
over the
ice. Very unhappy with somebody.
Tossing someone.
They're throwing things now. The fans are throwing things on the ice. Oh, the humanity. And there's Couture's talking smack with players. Stasny's going at it with. Somebody, I saw it. I saw the cheap shot. I have to see it again. He picked him up and body slammed him on the ice. The guy for Vegas literally picked him up and body slammed him, and the guy looked like he was absolutely unconscious and motionless. He's not unconscious now, though. He's clearly moving. They got him up. I don't know what they're doing. What are they doing with him? Are they carrying him off the ice? I think he's, like, bleeding or something from his head. It is Pavelski, I think.
Yeah, Pavelski was cross-checked.
Is he not holding a towel to his head? Is he bleeding?
I think it was Cody Eakin that got him.
Look at, is it Cody Eakin? You saw the play?
Well, they're just taking 21 off the ice.
Well, look at him getting him off the ice. The guy's obviously bleeding. They got a towel over him, and they're, like, really worried about him. This is a vicious injury, it looks like. But I saw him get picked up and body slammed. Did you see that? Like, what happened? All I saw him was he just got absolutely pile driven into the ice. And it was a cheap shot. It seemed like to me, what I looked, I was like, did I just see that? Did I just see this guy get pile driven to the ice?
Must have been pretty big because they haven't showed us a single replay.
They won't show it?
I mean, they haven't yet. They went to commercial.
So you think it's Cody Eakin?
They were leading 21 off the ice.
So do you believe he should be thrown out of the game?
He was.
He is thrown.
He's already out.
They already were leading him. They threw him in the penalty box at first, and then they were pulling him off and sending him off the ice.
So he's done.
He's done.
Because that was what I saw was totally crazy, unnecessary, just absolute craziness.
Yeah, apparently helped off, towel pressed to the back of his head. The ice crew is cleaning blood off the rink. Now 10:47 left in the third period. You would assume they're going to get some kind of a major penalty, major power play off of this.
Right.
And as you know, that's usually 5 minutes. You could score as much as you can.
And so the game's already over. And now they're going to score unlimited goals.
I'm just saying, can they get back in this game right now?
Oh, so I you're right. It's the Sharks that are getting the
unlimited.
Right,
Sharks are going to have 5 minutes of power play
time
here.
Do you think they can get back in it? We got Santa Claus calling in here tonight, Carver High and Mafia. That's our boy from our basketball league, Santa Claus.
What's up, boys? How are you?
Are you watching the game sevens? The first one was very disappointing. I'd rather have a good game than a 5-1 game or whatever it was. That wasn't a good game.
I was shocked. I thought the Leafs were the better team, but I think home ice was a huge advantage. I think whoever played at home was going to win that game.
So I told you before I was on Vegas, and Fleury, he never loses big games. He's won 3 Stanley Cups. What do you think of this game?
You know him better than anybody. I mean, when he's dialed in, he's unstoppable.
Did you see that? Did you just see the guy get pile-driven on the ice, Pavelski, and get injured?
Let me tell you something. I hope that this doesn't ruin hockey because it's like the last thing we have left as men. You know what I mean? Football is, you know, hockey is like the only sport you go out there and really get it.
Yeah, barely. They don't even let them, they want fighting gone from the NHL. I almost feel like, Carver High, how long do you think before fighting is completely gone in the NHL? 5 years?
I say 5, probably.
In five years, I think it'll be gone. Because now when they have a fight, it's like international news. You'd think there was like a terrorist action, you know?
With Ovi, though, like, it's such bullshit because they gave him a hard time when the kid clearly wanted to go at him, even though he idolized him as a kid.
Right.
And Ovi's like, are you sure? And the kid's like, yeah. And then Ovi just knocked him out.
I mean, but, you know, later in life, you know, I think I could convert that into some leg. You know what I mean? Like, you know, if I went out with you drinking one night in the club, there's one goal for the Sharks. So if I went out drinking with you one night and then you get that, you know, feel sorry card out for the, you know, the kid that got his bell rung by Ovi, you know, you might get sympathy chicks, like, you know, casting votes. And once you get a chick feeling sorry for you, you might be in.
I mean, but then, the kid, he's Russian as well. His brother was, like, threatening Ovi on Instagram, so it carries over. And it's like, can't he just stay, in the arena? Like, can't
I think that it would be great, Santa Claus, if actually, we don't want anything to happen to anyone, ever, anywhere. But honestly, if it were to happen, I think the story would be better. Because if, like, you know, the guy actually, you know, went and attacked him off the ice or something, then you might have a real juicy story there. Like, you know, because he threatened to kill him, right? What if he actually did it? Like, that would be something else. I'd be like, wow, the guy followed through with his plan.
I mean, he's such a legend. I can imagine in Russia how big he is.
Well, what would they do to the guy that killed Ovi? I mean,
he's done.
The Russian mob, what they would do to that guy? Because Ovi's like a... I think Ovi's as big as your boy Putin. He's over there, and he's got a wicked wrister, too. You ever seen him rolling around on the horse with no shirt on?
He's a beast. I'm
telling you. You got a game tomorrow night. When are you playing?
8:15.
All
your,
right.
Your ex-teammate.
My ex-teammate. Oh, Killers team.
Yeah, we got Killers team tomorrow.
They're not bad, man. They should have beat us.
They're all guards. You know, they got one big guy. He doesn't really take shots.
Oh, that guy can't shoot, but he's very physical. He's big. He's strong. He's like a tree. I tried to move him, and he didn't move very much, but he's big. That guy's a monster. I don't think he can't shoot or anything, but he doesn't put up with any flack. It might be a nice little matchup. But another goal for the Sharks. Now it's 3-2. What do we have here? You better go back to your sofa and your beer, Santa Claus, and pull out your little smoky and enjoy the rest of the game. We got a little action going here in San Jose.
You gotta make it interesting, huh?
All right, I'll see you tomorrow.
Later, boys. Have a good night.
All right, Santa Claus checking in from the North Pole. Very popular up there with the elves. They love us up there. And, you know, Mrs. Claus loves to get hammered. She smokes a little during the Stanley Cup playoffs, too. Are we on the air?
I got to tell you, I'm looking back at this replay slow-mo a couple times here. Yeah, I don't
think it was worthy of a five-minute major?
I don't think so at all.
You don't even think it was a penalty?
It was a penalty, no question.
You thought it was a two-minute.
He cross-checked him. And it looks bad because his head hit the ice when he fell back.
So you're telling me he never picked him up and body slammed him? It was more of a cross-check?
What happens is he cross-checks him, and as Stasny's going after the puck, Pavelski runs into Stasny off balance, catches his knee, and that just takes Pavelski's legs right out from under him, makes him land weird, slam on his head. But it was just a regular cross-check. He didn't, like, hit him to the head, nothing like that. It just
so you don't think that the guy should have been thrown out of the game?
No, I don't think so either.
So 9 minutes left, and it's 3-2. This whole game has changed because of that call.
3.5 more minutes left on the power play.
Oh, they still got 3.5 minutes.
I think the refs reacted because of how he was on the ice, not realizing that it wasn't that bad, actually, the play.
This is crazy. We'll keep our eyes on this great game all of a sudden at the Tank.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
You got to admit, it is truly unbelievable that they have scored 4 goals on this 5-minute major, and it just ended. The power play just ended. 5-minute power play, endless goals allowed, and they took the lead 4-3. They scored 4 times. They were down 3-0 and scored 4 goals on Fleury. It really is stunning what's happened.
I cannot believe what's going on here. It's pretty amazing. I said to you when this happened, this is the kind of thing. This team was dead. This game was over. 3-0, 10 minutes to go. All they had to do was skate it out. Guy took a dumb penalty. Was it a major? No, it was not. That was a bad call by the official, but it was a penalty.
It was a penalty. It should have been a two-minute.
Two-minute minor.
Is everyone saying
they gave
it?
They gave him a major.
What's the reaction on
that it was a bad call?
That it was a bad call.
Right, but still, what did that bad call do? Because the guy fell on the ice, hit his head. It fired up the Shark bench. They get a 5-minute major. Boom, 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 boom. Suddenly they're up 4-3. Unbelievable turn of events. And now it falls back to the guy you were talking about a half an hour ago. It's back on Martin Jones now. Because he's now back up 4-3. They've given him this night back.
They've given him the game.
So now he's got to shut. Because you know Vegas is coming these last five
Six
minutes.
6 minutes.
So let's see him shut the door now.
So how badly do you think the ref screwed up the game? It should have been a two-minute power play, and they would have scored 1 goal at best. At best.
Right. It would have been 3-1 with, like, 9 minutes left, plenty of time to just kill it off.
So what's the reaction? Like, that they gave them 4 goals, basically, but they still scored them. They earned it, right? They moved in and scored.
Oh, Vegas still needs to, you know, they
Vegas gotta, has to stop.
They can't allow 4 goals on a 5-minute
so
major.
They melted down.
They melted down, too. There was a combination of a lot of things happening there. Couture giving Gallant the business after he scored. There's been a lot.
Couture scored the one
to tie it at 3, and he kind of gave like a little point at the bench toward the Vegas bench. So he's the guy that Gallant's been chirping with.
So you're telling me, but that was clearly a cross check.
It was a clear cross check, but a 5-minute major?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I agree. Clear cross check. That was it.
But the worst part of it came when he hit Stasny, and Stasny ended up throwing him to the ice. So, you know, in the end, like, the one that called the penalty on wasn't the right one that really hurt him.
Right. So now they got an icing. 5.5 to go. They got to score a goal. Do you think they'll score, Mafia? No. Yes. You think they'll score?
I don't know how much you have left after killing off that 5-minute major. It just takes all the 4 goals, just takes so much out of you. You know, all your momentum, all your excitement. I don't know if they
can. So they had 4 power plays before that, scored on none of them, had a 5-minute major, and scored 4 goals. That really is truly
a lot of emotion, too.
Jay, did you think that was a cross check? Was it a 2-minute penalty or a 5-minute major?
Carry Pavelski off the ice. I mean, I didn't see it live. These guys made it seem like it was a terrible call. I saw the replay. I don't think it's as bad as they
think. So if he falls sideways and lands on his shoulder instead of falling back on his back and land on the back of his head, you're okay with it? It shouldn't have been a 5-minute major then? It's how he landed, Jay. That's what happened here. We've seen 5-minute majors where guys slaughter guys in the back into the boards and they get, you know,
a 5-minute major.
That, you know, this was a clear cross check.
The hit that took out Oshie was a 2-minute penalty. This one was a 5-minute major.
Oshie broke his collarbone and they gave him 2 minutes.
Well, that was ridiculous.
But what about this
too?
One? They gave him 5 minutes for a cross check.
And it ended his season. How about that?
Well, the hit that actually puts him on the ice and really damages him is Stasny running into him and throwing him to the ice.
So
it wasn't
how do you
even
know
Eakins
it ended his
check.
Season? He's bleeding or something. Is he concussed and done? Or
we don't know.
We don't know if he's done. But I don't know. I mean,
it ended
is that
Vegas' this season?
Well, what is everyone saying? That it was a bad call?
The majority of the people I see say that.
Oh, look at this guy. He almost scored. What a save by Fleury with the toe jam save. 4.5 to go. Jay, do you think they'll score or not?
No.
No.
They just handed the Sharks the
Jay
series.
Handed them the series. Vegas will never live it down. Oh! Oh, loose pocket, bro. Oh, to humanity. Did you see that chance?
Some save.
I'm telling you, is this guy going to get out alive in the next 4 minutes?
Did
no.
you see Martin that Jones. Save? Did you see that save he made, though? I'll
the
give him that.
The puck was in the air.
It literally looked like it was going in like a basketball over his back of his head. Wow. I don't know. It's crazy, but, you know, the refs, you got to, like, they made that call. Maybe they'll give Vegas a power play.
But you still can't allow 4
power plays. Oh, they almost scored again and missed. Did you see the floater by the side of the post? Did you see it? That was crazy.
Oh, that's a penalty.
No call. They're not going to give them a call. They've already given San Jose the game.
That was a clear hook.
They gave him a power play.
How about that?
Oh, the humanity. I can't even keep up with it. I'm going to have a heart attack. Here we go. LeBlanc going off.
Must goal here. You got to score.
Do you think?
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
So, Marchessault ties it at fours with a beautiful snapshot inside the circles from behind the net. I think Riley passed it to him, and it was just a beautiful play. I got to tell you, I think it's all square now. It's fair. I think now we know, obviously, the next goal wins it, but I think they deserved that power play. I think they deserved the goal. I thought that at the end of the day, I thought it was a cross-check, two-minute, vicious cross-check, two-minute penalty. It was not a five-minute major. Those four unanswered goals in a five-minute unlimited power play, score as many as you can in 5 minutes, was a bad call by the ref, and they gave him four goals and the lead. And then, of course, not that he can't win this game, because he can. He can still win, but you cannot deny, again, that Martin Jones, he let him tie it. All they had to do was make it a minute, and all they had to do was get an empty net goal. I mean, come on, you can't tell me there's not one guy that can't send that puck the other end of the ice into the net. I mean, did you see what the Bruins did when they got the, when they pulled the goalie, what they did to it? They shoved it down their throats. Great teams score on empty nets, okay? Teams that Pharrell around with the puck, they don't score. That's what the Sharks did. They didn't ever. They never got the puck down. They cleared it once or twice, but they never shot it once on goal. They just tried to clear it along the walls.
And I'm not going to go as far as calling it a bad goal, but that was a short side goal when the guy's right behind him on that side. That's the pole he's supposed to be hugging there, making sure it doesn't go in, right? How does Marchessault squeeze that in?
I got to tell you, it's because I don't trust Jones.
No, he's supposed to be up against that post, making sure nothing comes from that side.
You can't
trust
him.
That's when he lets it in.
You cannot trust him. Now, he might very well win this game, but in my view, it's not because of him.
No,
the reason it's not because of him. He gave up four goals in the game, right? They scored four goals on a five-minute major that should have never happened, right? Fair enough. Is that not about accurate? Is anyone saying that was not a? Are there people saying it wasn't a five-minute major?
Look, I'm sure you're going to find a couple of people who feel that it was, but the majority of people know that wasn't a five-minute major. It just wasn't. They got it and they took advantage. Vegas could make a couple stops there, too. But either way, you said it best. It's best that this is heads up now. Vegas got their goal back. Play it to the end here. It would have been tough if that game ended 4-3. Off of the Sharks scoring the four goals on that five-minute major that probably shouldn't have been.
So who wins it?
Man, I think Vegas has the momentum back now after tying it there. I like Vegas.
Mafia.
I'm going Vegas. They just came. They came back to score that deflates you right there. That takes something out of you for the Sharks. You had control of it. You had the series right there at home, and now you got to go back out there for an extra time again. And you know what matters most? I know he left a big goal in overtime, double overtime last game, but like you said, these goalies, that's what's going to come down in the clutch.
Listen, I just watched that again. That is not a five-minute major.
No, the worst
of
the contract.
It was right off of the faceoff. He cross-checked him. That was it. It's a two-minute major. I agree with you. That had nothing to do even with Eakin. Or didn't you say who was the guy that...
Eakin was the one who was tossed. Stasny's the one that tosses him to the ground.
Right, Stasny's the one that did it. They got the wrong guy.
Eakin had the cross-check.
But they threw Eakin out of the game and gave him a five-minute major. They screwed it up. They couldn't even get that right, the refs. They screwed it up, right?
Right, if Stasny's not going out to cover the point there and makes that contact where he just takes out his legs, he's gonna fall down. It's going to be okay, two-minute minor, no problem. It's that contact that makes the injury what it is.
Have you ever seen in your life, in the last, since 09, since 08, seriously, have you ever seen Marc-Andre Fleury melt down like that? Ever? In a Stanley Cup game. He's won three Stanley Cups, right? And I just can't even believe I saw him give up four goals. Like, they were so easy, too. Those goals were so bad. It was like he was standing there. It was like he was a statue. Am I wrong? I've never seen him give up four goals like that in a game ever. Ever. That guy is such a great goaltender. I've never seen him bleed like that, honestly. But how many times did we say when it was 4-3, they deserve this goal? They deserve to tie this up. That power play was a good call. I don't know what it was, like a slash or a hook or something that they got, right? On the last, they got LeBlanc on the penalty, and they scored the goal. I don't think there was much time left. Was there, Carver, High on that power play? There wasn't much time left.
On the five-minute major?
No, on the Vegas goal.
Oh, no, there wasn't a lot left.
It was very limited time left. By the way,
I think the power play had ended. They had just the extra man out with the they were skating 6-on-5 with the pulled goalie.
What do you think of the Thunder beating the Blazers' ass right now by 11 in Rip City at the Moda? It's now a 11-point Thunder lead with 6 minutes left. What do you think of that, Mafia? Can you believe it? Because PG has 31 and Westbrook has 26. He's got a triple-double, 26, 11, and 13 for Westbrook.
I'm a little surprised with how much Lillard has done in this game that they're down. And this is kind of – this is more of what I expected from this series, what's happening in this game, where Oklahoma City is just doing whatever they want, essentially. But Portland came out and punched them in the mouth for a couple games, and it seemed to knock them back, and they had to – regroup. They won the one game, but then right away Portland came back and took it again in Oak City. This game is more of what I expected, but given how the series has gone, I am surprised that it's ending up this way.
So the key to that power play, by the way, was as Billy Carlson up at the point at the top of the slot when he did you see him, Mavi, jumped up in the air to that clearing shot, the backhanded clearing shot. Was going out of the zone, and he jumped up in the air like a basketball player and caught it with his glove,
right.
Put it on the ice, sent it into the corner. Then they pushed it behind the goal line, behind the goal, and then Riley kicked it out to Marchessault, who banged it on a one-timer on the doorstep. That was a great play by Willie Carlson saved the season.
It was a huge play. Without it, they're done.
Because if he doesn't catch that puck flying through the air, it clears. It could have gone in the goal because it was right down the middle of the ice.
But if it gets out of the zone, they're not going to have time to really set up like they had that.
I think it goes in
right
and
there.
Scores.
Could have.
I think that puck goes in the goal is what I think. I could be wrong, but I thought it was headed down the middle of the ice, and it would have gone right in the goal. So this has just been craziness tonight. I mean, these games are crazy. And now I'm watching your boy. Tell me he didn't walk, Canter. Did you see
travel.
That? I mean, are you kidding me? That guy took 7 steps, no call. Are you kidding?
Spun both ways, so I didn't travel.
Honestly, dude, he walked more than me. Anyway. Were you there? Was it, who was it on, was it Saturday when Moose tried to call me for that walk when I split his onions and then made the pass? Were you playing in that game and he tried to call me for traveling?
No, I don't think I was. I was there, though, watching when you had that point, when you basket hung at the end of the game and they threw it to you and you walked and... The guys were whining about it, but not actually calling it.
Right. I get that Euro step in. I get that Euro call, 4 or 5 steps, Euro
that
league.
Jump
center.
To Europe step, that's what it looked like to me. But
listen, go ahead and don't side with me, Mafia. See if I care. Just show up tomorrow night. I got a game. We got a big game tomorrow night. We got a playing a lousy team. We got to beat them, right? I mean, that's we got to handle our business tomorrow. Is that about right?
Absolutely. It's the name of the game. Take care of business.
Are you looking forward to the game?
Sure.
That's a lie. He could care less. Here's Mafia rolling into the gym, yawning, putting on his shoes. I can barely get him there in time.
I'm always yawning. I don't sleep. It doesn't matter what time
I'm yawning. He shows up 5 minutes before the game, shoots two shots, stretches his leg once behind his back. I'm there like 40 minutes before the game, just draining threes, shooting free throws, stretching, doing everything, getting the game balls ready, the towels, the benches, the refs.
You don't do the benches, liar.
What are you talking about? You mean all the chairs and towels?
You get the towels. You don't put the chairs out.
Jesus, I go and get the towels out of the back in the laundry room. I'm not allowed to take them out of the locker room. I got to go back all the way to the pool and yank them out.
Yeah, I always take them.
And then when they bring the chairs out, I'm the one that puts the chairs down for the benches. I help whoever does it, Joe Kern or whoever. What do you do?
Nothing.
I know. Thank you. I just wanted to elaborate on your nothingness. At least you
do the least bit possible.
At least you film the interview I have to do.
Do what I have to do, and that's it.
How about the non-cooperative players who don't? Like, how about your boy Killer's never done an interview once in 6 years? He refuses to be interviewed.
He thinks he's Westbrook.
Whatever.
Next question.
How about next game? We just schooled them, too. They were up 12 at the half, and we beat them by three. Check out. Ooh. Pharrell with the offensive board to seal the deal. Anyway, I'm not feeling this comeback. 3.5 to go. Are you feeling it? 113-105 Thunder. What they need is a 5-minute major.
They need a little hit that three. That's what they needed.
They need a 5-minute major call. Here we go. I'm just happy for Kanter, to be honest with you, that he's enjoying himself and playing in the postseason and not worried about the Turkish government killing him. Or having a hitman kill him, or having James Dolan kill him. Or remember, he was with the Knicks, and they wouldn't give him a deal, and then they shipped him off finally. What did they put him on, waivers or something? Didn't they claim him or something, Portland? He didn't have a job at all.
Right. I think they waived him.
And then your boy Nurkic went down, and then he got the gig. And now he's and what was weird was just like 2-3 weeks ago, I saw that story on him on like E60 or whatever, where they talked about how they're trying to kill him. And he can't even go to Turkey. He'll never be able to go there again. As long as
they leave the U.S.
His own father and mother have disowned him. Have you ever seen that story? They won't even talk to him at all. His family, they've disowned him. Because they know they'll get killed if they support him back in Turkey. My dad used to go to Istanbul. He loved it. He thought it was great there. Then again, what does he know?
Your father disowned you. Didn't even take a dictator to do that.
Yeah. My dad disowned me a long time ago, and for good reason. Most people do hate me.
Oh, please.
Wait. It's because I don't like Duke that you've turned on me?
Oh, please.
I did talk to TR on Easter Sunday, Carver High. Gave him a call.
Good. You checked in?
I checked in. I told him that I was a fan of the Kid Tucker and the Buckos. The battling Buckos. You know, my dad, if there's one thing my dad does on a daily basis at his age now, at his ripe age of 185, is he watches the Pirates play every inning of every game. He watches every single Pirate game. My dad is, he was a season ticket holder of the Pirates since 1967 or something like that. He doesn't even go to the games anymore, and he still has season tickets. He just gives the tickets away to people.
It is beautiful.
He doesn't care about it anymore, but he watches every game till the, fish fry. I mean, he literally watches every inning of every game. Did you notice since you told me the Pirates were good, they've lost every game since you mentioned it, Carver? You're like, hey, your Pirates are in first place. And then they've literally lost every game since. And they can't even get someone out. Literally, the games are taking 7 hours. They haven't gotten anyone out in over 8 days. They're in the first inning right now, and they already lost the game 3 times. Dan in Wyoming.
Yeah, baby, you are on fire tonight. This
Come on.
Is great.
You're the man.
I'm telling you, the hockey stuff, man, the game. What happened with the Sharks and the Knights?
They're going to overtime. They're in the break right now, and they're actually, from what my sources are telling me in the locker room, drinking beer before the
I wouldn't
overtime.
Blame them.
You know what I mean? You get a little thirsty.
I'm a big-time Bruins fan, Scott, and I love that game tonight. I loved how the bottom lines came through big, and – really, you know, brought the whole thing together.
I bet on the Bruins tonight. I felt like Game 7 in their building, a tough place to play. I am surprised. I'm very surprised that the Leafs got beat 5-1. I thought it would have been a game like this, a 3-2 game, a 2-1 game, or a 1-0 game. I really did think it was going to be a great game. That was a terrible game.
Well, it was only 3-1, really, until the last two empty net goals.
But well, yeah, I thought the early goal in the third, 2 minutes in, was game over, backbreaker. And then this game should never be in overtime, as far as I'm concerned. I'm going to say it again. It was a terrible call. It should have been a two-minute cross-check. That's all it was. There's no arguing it. And then they would have been up 3-1. Instead, here we are, 4-4 going overtime in what's turned into a thrilling game. How do you think your Bruins will do against Columbus? I got 15 seconds.
I think they're going to hang in there pretty good. They beat them there, I think, the last week of the regular season. They handled them in Columbus pretty well.
Right.
And I don't think you can count the Bruins out all the way to the end.
I think the Bruins are a very tough team. I think the game, the last game of the regular season, the first week of April, means nothing. Absolutely nothing. And that Columbus has been waiting and the Islanders have been waiting. They don't know what to say. We got all this rest. We're good to go. Or they haven't played and they got rust. Who knows? But overtime set, they're on their way into the extra session already. They've dropped the puck. They're playing. We'll keep our eyes on this one. First goal ends it and also ends someone's season. This is game 7 in overtime at San Jose. Good stuff. Vegas and the Sharks. Who do you think is going to get it? I bet on Vegas tonight, but I still think the Sharks are going to do it.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.